Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Changes are coming to a local retirement community. Let's go in-depth with Debbie Kissinger with Frenchcott Village, Pella. So, Debbie, is this something you do conscientiously, have me stop by at 10 o'clock during coffee time? Is that at Frenchcott Village? Do you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I like you to get a feel of the atmosphere and the people are out enjoying each other's company, having coffee, catching up. So, yeah, I think it's a good time to come visit.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I always see people that I've seen for years here.
Mm-hmm. They're very happy.
Oh, yeah, they are. To get started today, could you explain the difference between independent living here and assisted living?
Sure. Independent living is just like living in your own home. You are cooking, cleaning, doing your own services, taking care of yourself. And then the assisted living, it's residents living independently with a little extra help. And they determine what type of cares they need or what type of services they want help with. It is meals included. Staff is in the building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to help. And if they need assistance, they just call and we're there.
Are they different wings in the building? Is that how it works or just all scattered?
No, we have the assisted living side has 34 apartments and they're all together. And then you just walk down the hall over to the south side of the building. And those are our independent living apartments.
And they're pretty big.
Mm-hmm, they are big. It starts at 700 square feet and they have two bedrooms, two baths. Some of them are one bedroom, one bath. They're very nice size. Full size kitchens, showers, and they're nice.
How do you deal with people's individuality? I mean, like somebody might need some more help than others. Some people might be completely independent and go walk their dog or go downtown shopping or just completely on their own. And others might need a wide array of assistance, but differing assistance.
Mm-hmm. So if you're moving to the assisted living side, we would do a nurse assessment before you join us. And it's a series of questions, learning your history, things you might need medically, and then that determines what level of care you would need.
Okay.
By the nurse assessment.
All right, and that's in the assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be not much care or a whole lot of care.
Mm-hmm. We typically see help with medicine management, or help with showers on the assisted living side.
All right, now how about somebody that comes in to the independent living side, and then, you know, eventually life catches up with us and we need a little bit more help. How do we, do you just go abruptly from one side to the other, or is there a transitional way to do it?
There's a transitional way to do it. Typically, families are in contact with us. I think we've seen a change in mom and dad if they're on the independent living side. And then we're also watching people, too, to make sure that they're still getting along okay on independent living side. So we might make a call, too, that says we've seen mom seems a little confused and she might need to think about looking at assisted living side. So we'll monitor them, too, as well.
And what if I just need, well, let's just say I need a just a little bit more help and I want to stay on the independent living side. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can bring in your own services. Outside home health cares will come in and visit with you. And yes, you can stay there as long as it's possible for you.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Debbie Kissinger about changes coming to Frenchcott Village. Well, and you wanted to talk a little bit today mm-hmm. about this a la carte new service at Frenchcott Village. What's that all about?
Yes. Well, we found that in the community in Marion County, we found the need for additional services on the independent living side. So we looked at what people's needs were, and we found that they didn't necessarily want to cook three meals a day. So we've added breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the independent living side. And then we've also added the Life Alert pennant, so if they can rent, it's month to month that they rent the Life Alert pennant, and that is answered by our assisted living staff. If someone needs assistance, then we respond to their call over on the independent living side now.
All right, now what if I, let's just say I'm not a breakfast guy. I mean, that's not true. I'm a big breakfast guy, but let's say some people like to sleep late and they don't want breakfast. Is that something, do people have to pay for everything, or is with the a la carte thing?
Yeah, with the a la carte, you pick and choose your services. So if you don't like breakfast but you want dinner, then you would let us know that you're going to be eating dinner, and then that's, you pay for only what you use. So it saves you quite a bit of money, and it gives you the services you need when you need them.
All right, when I walked in and I was talking with a fellow, and he had just done his laundry and seemed to enjoy it, takes great pride in his laundry. Do I have to do laundry? I don't want to. We're all different, right?
Yeah, no, we'll do your laundry for us if you want us to do your laundry. We can do laundry. We can make your beds and clean your apartment for you at a small charge. It allows you to do those things that you want to do and let us do the rest.
All right, so it's not just one size fits all.
No, you pick and choose. That's why it's a la carte.
Is this a common thing in the industry, or is this something you all came up with?
Everyone does it a little differently. We've seen communities that it's all inclusive. Your rent might be higher, but it'll include everything here. We like to keep our cost and the rent lower so that you can pick and choose what you like.
It's not like I'm paying for services I don't need.
Right, exactly. And it allows you to stay on the independent living side a little longer.
That lets us transition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. How about, let's just say some things. Let's say I don't want to go downtown to the barber anymore, or the ladies don't want to go downtown to the beauty shop.
Right. There's a beauty shop right here. You just make an appointment on the second floor, and she'll do your hair on Fridays.
All right. Is it like I don't know anything about beauty shops, but I sort of see them as places where women sit and chat. Does that happen?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yep. Many, very busy. It's just like going to the beauty shop. Only she comes to you.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Debbie Kissinger about changes coming to Vrenchkop Village. Any other services that we should talk about?
We have a maintenance gentleman that would help you with any type of maintenance needs. If you want to put up a ceiling fan or put in a new toilet, he can do those things for you so you don't have to rely on your family or call somebody, an outside service in.
So what this does is it helps make it a place that people, that is tailored to their needs, I guess, is what...
Yep, absolutely. Tailored to their needs. Good words, Bob.
And so how many people live here?
We have 79 apartments rented. We have approximately 18 couples. Our average age is around 80, maybe a little bit less.
And so are most of the people from Pella, Marion County? I guess you'd get some people from Haskett County, too, so close.
Yep, we'll see. There's quite a Monroe-Sully group, some Pella as well, obviously, and a few from out of town, out of state. Sometimes they're moving to be closer to their children that are living here in Pella. And so we'll do a few from out of state.
So you have to get them used to the ways of Pella then, huh?
Yeah. They adjust quite well, being near their family, and we're a very welcoming community. They're trying to help each other. A lot of support from within, you know, your neighbors. They're neighbors to each other, and they support each other.
Well, it's nice to be close to your family.
Mm-hmm, definitely, yep. A lot of family involvement here, a lot of, it's independent living or assisted living. You're free to come and go as you choose. Some people will go to family dinners every Sunday or Friday night, and so they can leave and come and as they like.
And can somebody have a guest for dinner?
Absolutely, yeah. We encourage your family to come. Just let us know a little bit in advance, and we can accommodate your family needs. We have activity rooms, larger rooms, that if you're celebrating a birthday, you can certainly let us know, and we'll reserve the room for you. It's your home, and we encourage your family to be here.
Well, what's the future look like? Any plans for the future?
It's a little premature for me to talk about it, but we do have some beautiful plans that are in the works, and we hope to see in the next year or so.
All right, you'll tell me when that happens.
Yeah, I'll let you know. We'll have a big grand opening, reopening.
Well, you know, one of my favorite programs I've ever done was here. It was on Valentine's Day, and people talking about how they, couples talk about how they fell in love and stuff like that. That's a wonderful story that I was able to share. And you've got a lot of couples here, huh?
Yeah, we do. We I don't know if you remember hearing about the DeHais that have been married 75 years. That was on Valentine's Day again this year that we did a story and celebrated their anniversary with them. We have the Tulip, one of the, I think she was fifth or sixth Tulip Queen living here. So that's something exciting, too.
And a lot of interaction I see among the people that live here. They enjoy each other's company, it seems.
Yeah, they do. They really get to be great friends and do a lot of stuff together. We have a gentleman now that's going to be planting grapevines in our courtyard, so he'll share his passion there with us and grow grapes. They work really well together. They're all very close, I would say. We have couples that, you know, they take in the new person and show them around and make sure they get adjusted and enjoy the community as they are.
Any other things you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would like to share that if you're looking at making a move for mom or dad, please come in and visit. Something we don't want you to think is that we're full. We do have openings, and we do have rooms available, and we just want to work with you to find out what's best for mom and dad. And we hope to keep you in Pella, so please come in and visit.
Thanks to Debbie Kissinger for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.